الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر، يأتين من كل فج عميق، ليشهدوا منافع لهم. صدق الله العظيم. We are in this very auspicious date of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month. And during this month, whatever ibadat we do, the reward is increased, multiplied very, very greatly. It's not only multiplied, not only compounded, not only magnified. When Allah increases, nobody can imagine how much Allah Ta'ala increases. One ibadat we should try and engage in, and when the days of Zulhijjah come, and especially the ninth of Zulhijjah, to read the third kalima as much as possible. Now also how much we can read. Fortunate we will be, Allah give us tawfiq, to make salatul tasbih. So in namaz we will be reading it 100 times. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that, خُذُوا جُنَّتَكُمْ, take your armor, get ready for war. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, Amin aduwin qad hazar, is it an enemy that is already? Yeah. The way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it seemed that there was an enemy present. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, La minan nar, from the fire of Jahannam. They make your preparation, take your armor, put it on. What was it? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This at-tasbih of Allah, Subhanallah. Tahmeed, the praises of Allah, Alhamdulillah. Tahleel, La ilaha illallah. And takbir, Allahu Akbar. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that these are muqaddimat. These are those words that go ahead. They prepare everything for you. You are going somewhere, and especially for VIPs, that before they get to their place, their people make all the arrangements for them. Everything is arranged. Their food, their resting, everything. So these are the words that go ahead and arrange everything. They are muaqibat. They surround you. They are your bodyguards. Wherever you are, we don't need these other bodyguards. We need yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are the words which are our bodyguards. They will be around us, mu'aqibat. And then they are munjiyat. They will save us from the fire of Jahannam. And they are mujannibat. Yeah, in this dunya, we read this, they will save us from all gunas also. Hunna baqiyatu salihat. These are baqiyatu salihat, the rewards of which remain forever and ever. When we make this in one hadith, another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, what you remember of Allah, those who remember Allah, مِنْ جَلَالِ اللَّهِ, of the greatness, the honor of Allah Ta'ala, مِنْ تَسْبِيحِهِ, the tasbih of Allah, تَحْمِيدِهِ, the tahmeed, alhamdulillah, and takbeerihi, Allahu Akbar, and tahleelihi, la ilaha illallah, all these things, they are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Lahu dawiyun ka dawiyun nahal. They've got a buzzing sound like the buzzing sound of bees. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when you make the dhikr of Allah with these words and they've got this buzzing sound, yudhakkirna bisahibihin, they speak of you by Allah all the time. The minute you said it, forever now, even you'll go jannat, but they will be by the arsh of Allah praising you all the time. That this person, yeah, he sent me. And all the praises, what the malaika will say, they will use, ذَكِّرْنَا بِصَابِحِنَّا عَلَىٰ تُحِبَّ وَعَلَىٰ تُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ. Don't any of you love that you have لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, by Allah Ta'ala, شَيْءٌ يُذَكِّرُ بِهِ, something that reminds you, that speaks about you all the time. Who doesn't like people must praise them? We all got our nafs. But we shouldn't, we should fight our nafs. But yeah, our praises by Allah Ta'ala. And these kalimat, and during these months we read these kalimat. And if we read Salatul Tasbih in namaz, 300 times we read it. Allahu Akbar. What are the great, great rewards? In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala distributes dunya, rosy, like that He distributes akhlaq also. Character which a person has, good character, and Allah save us from bad character, Allah distributes that. Somebody's rosy, Allah makes it very easy. He hardly really works and his rosy just comes. Other people have to work so hard. Poor laborers have to get up 3-4 o'clock in the morning. They go walking all the way to their job. Whole day they're working hard. They return when they're home, it's about 8-9 o'clock. They hardly could have any supper, they hardly slept, and they have to go again. Other people, Allah made it so easy for them. And for some people, Allah gives lot of rosy. And for others, they work, a poor laborer works so hard and he gets so little. So that is all the distribution and the hikmat, the wisdom of Allah, and Allah knows His work, how He has distributed. So anyway, as rosy is distributed, Allah Ta'ala distributes akhlaq, character also to people. And we should make dua to Allah. Allah gives us good character. Where we fail very, very badly, right in the family, with our wife, where we should show the best character, we show the worst character. With our children, where we should show the best character, if we haven't got akhlaq, how are we going to show good character? So we must ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He blesses us with good character. Many times with outside people, with our friends and whoever we are, business associates, or yeah, we in khanka, or we go in jamaat, oh, our akhlaq is so good. But when it comes to the wife, when it comes to the immediate family, rotten, rotten, rotten. So it's very important, and that's a very important aspect of our deen, our akhlaq. Not only our namaz and our other ibadat, but our akhlaq also. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah Ta'ala gives dunya to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love. He gives everyone dunya. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala, wealthy sahabi. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, very wealthy sahabi. So much of dunya and many, many other people. Until today also. And so Allah gives dunya to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love also. Fir'aun, how much Haman, how lot, the keys of his stage. The camels, and camels had to be hired to carry the keys. So what must be in the stage? How much must be there? How much Allah has given. And Allah gives Iman, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah gives it only to whom He loves. And whom He loves, He gives Iman. Allah gives Deen. And for that, no matter how much shukr we make, it's never, never enough. If we have got one iota of Iman, we have to make so much shukr. One bit of Deen, we have to make so much shukr. And the real shukr is, when we will make it, Allah will increase and our Iman will reach where it's supposed to. Iman starts with not only reading the Kalima La, but believing, knowing that Allah has got no partner. La ilaha illahu. We are out of kufr by that. We believe in Allah. And very important, with no shirk, no sharik of Allah, no partner Allah has got. Matan is not a partner of Allah. That Allah can give the shifa if you take medicine. Now, job is not a partner of Allah. That Allah can give you rosy if you got a job. Allah is in need of the job. Then only you can get rosy. Hey, in this COVID, one person got retrenched. He came home. He told his wife he was down and out. Finished. The world has come to an end to him. No light at the end of the tunnel. Darkness only. I've been retrenched. A man living hand to mouth, he has to pay rental end of the month, otherwise he'll be put out on the street. All his goods will be put on the pavement. He has to buy food for his family on a daily basis. He can't buy 1 month's groceries. He only got so much just to buy on a daily basis. He has to buy electricity. He has to buy water. That also he can only buy for the day, at the most for 2-3 days. A person like that, lost completely. He came home, he told his wife, she was a woman of Iman. She said, no problem whatsoever. Rosie is in the hands of Allah. It was coming through the job. It's Allah's responsibility. He has taken the responsibility. He will give it to in another way. It's in Allah's hands. And she said, I will prepare things and you go and sell for me. Very soon, he was in a position that he would no more hand to mouth. He was feeding other people. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah Ta'ala gives. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Iman only Allah gives to whom He loves Deen. That is what we must covet. And one is that Allah Ta'ala makes jazb of a person. Allah draws him to Him. And one is we go to Allah inabat. We beg of Allah for jazb. That He on His own, He just draws us to Him. And we make effort also, and we make inabat, and we go towards Allah also. But whom Allah Ta'ala, like mashallah, so many people, down in the gutter, way in kufr, and they become Muslims, and they become super Muslims. What Allah Ta'ala blesses them with. So Allah Ta'ala give us. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained that if a person is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah. And that also is a very sad, a very bad characteristic that we don't want to spend in the path of Allah. And the least, Maulana Yusuf Kandilwi, rahmatullah alayhi, explained that the lowest level of stinginess is that everything what has been given to you by Allah, it's not yours. And Allah says, from all that what I gave you, only 2.5%. 97.5% you keep by you. And of that amount, what I gave you, and one whole year, lunar year, it stayed by you. You did not need it in summer, winter, autumn, spring. You didn't need it in under any circumstance. So it's extra. You don't need it. The reality is, and some sahaba, some ulama are of the view that zakat is 100%. Though the accepted view is only 2.5%. So only 2.5%, and you don't want to give that also. And Allah doesn't accept when you give it with a closed heart. And you take it like a fine on you. And you take it like a tax on you. That Allah, there is no value to that zakat. Give it happily. Open your heart and then see the barakat Allah Ta'ala gives. So this Allah Ta'ala, so a person who is too stingy to spend, he's too lazy to get up for tahajjud at night, and he's a coward, he's frightened to go out in jihad. For all that, Allahu Akbar, the door has not been closed on such a person who doesn't want to spend in the past, doesn't want to give the 2.5% what Allah gave him, not his own, what Allah gave him. He doesn't want to get up at night for tahajjud, and he doesn't want to go in jihad. Just read a lot. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You'll get all that thawab. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she said, I'm gone very old now. I can't do anything anymore. Please, Allah's Nabi, show me something. They're just sitting. I can do stuff, read something. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Ta'adilu, it will be equal to read it 100 times. It will be equal to freeing 100 Arab slaves. Arabs from the ancestry of Nabi Ali Salam, of the family of Nabi Ali Salam, those slaves you are freeing. And it will be that you have given 100 horses, fully everything what is required for jihad. Like you are giving in nowadays 100 tanks in the path of Allah, 100 jets you are giving for jihad. And you will be equal to 100 camels you have slaughtered and you are feeding the poor. And it will fill the ground, from the ground till the heaven with noor. Just reading it 100 times. So this is a time to score. This is a time when there are bargains galore. This is a time when profits are unimaginable. We are in those days. So this days of the three months which have come now consecutively. We are in Zulqada, and already today is the 7th already. 1 week is gone of around about 12 weeks. And then next month is Zulhijjah, which comes with the 10 days of Zul. And what the greatest day of the year is the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah. The day when Allah becomes the most happiest of all the days in the year. When people have come, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Oh, Nabi alayhi salatu, Ibrahim alayhi salam, give azan, announce to everyone. You don't need a mic system, you don't need online, you don't need Wi-Fi and nothing else. You give your azan. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, I'm here in the deserts of Saudi, Makkah, Medina, and no, where, who's going? Allah said, your work is to call out. My work is to convey. I will convey. And Allah conveyed it not to all the people of the world that time. Allah conveyed it to all who are in Alam-e-Arwah, who were not born still. And whoever said Labbaik, and how many times he said, no restrictions, nothing, no getting approval, Sahuk and all that, nothing. How many times you said Labbaik, you'll go so many times for Hajj. So our duty also for Deen, don't wait that I need a big gathering to give my message. Don't wait that I need, we just speak, whoever we get. Give them the message. Allah, for you is to proclaim the message. For me is to convey the message. وَعَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ. They will come to you. رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرِ. They will come walking also. And from where and where people come walking. Now, not now, but previously, people, all the Anbiya came walking. Wherever they were in the world, they came walking for Hajj. وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرِ. And all types of conveyances. مِنْ كُلِّ فَجِّنْ عَمِيرٍ. All valleys and whatever, they will come by aeroplane, they will come by jeep, they will come walking, buses, all ways they will come. And all for what? لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. All to witness the benefits that Allah has kept. Come for namaz, and the great benefits which Allah has kept for namaz, take it here. And yeah, you want your rosy? It's given here in the masjid. We look at Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, went to the marketplace of Medina Sharif, and he told the people, you people are busy making, doing business here, while the inheritance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being distributed in the masjid. They all rushed and they came to the masjid. What they found? Gathering of zikr. the gathering of ta'aleem. They said, oh, Abu Huraira, we don't see anything of this inheritance of what you saw there. What was that? Ta'aleem was taking place. Dhikr was taking place. That's the inheritance of Nabi. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam don't leave dinars and coins and money. They leave deen, ta'aleem, dhikr. And when you engage in that, see how at this point, how they come to you. You don't have to go and look for them. How the money will come to you. You engage in what you do. You got your job description, you must wash your boss's car. So don't go and wash your car. Wash the boss's car. He's giving you the soap, the shampoo, the tire polish, everything. Now don't use it on your car. Use it on his car. Then see how he's going to pay you. Do a good job and see how much extra he will give you. Now Allah gave us everything and we're using it on our nafs. We're using it for ourselves. We're using it for useless things of this dunya. My house must be a palace. My bedroom must be like this. My bathroom must be like that. And we don't use it on our ruh. And to make our ruh, do what your job description is, you do. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ This dunya has been created for you. You haven't been created for the dunya. Dunya must serve you. We are serving dunya opposite totally. We want to serve the dunya in everything. Dunya is to serve us. And we have to serve Allah Ta'ala. You do what you have to do and see how Allah will make the dunya your slave. When the Sahaba did this, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, then the young girls, princesses of Persia and of Rome, they all became their slave women. They did not even have to pay mehr for them. Then they didn't buy those slave women. They came in the booty of war, spoils of war. So Allah will give you all what you want. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 120 children. Naturally, not from all his wives only. From how many slave women Allah gave him. And he says, I didn't work one day for anyone, in any farm, any shop. I didn't do business, nothing. Allah was giving me. I was doing Allah's job. Allah was giving me. And the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome were all studded with the most valuable gems and pearls and whatever you can think. Allah put it at their feet. They didn't have to work to make it. Those people made it all. Fir'aun, when the Bani Israel, they obeyed Musa a.s., Allah gave them the ready structure of Egypt. All the government with all the palatial buildings and whatever there was, everything Allah gave is ready. We just become Allah. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Allah give us this reality. So these are the days of Ayyam Hajj also. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah right. There are two haziris that we have to make to present ourselves. One is our namaz, a spiritual, that we are present by Allah Ta'ala. And the next haziri is physical, by the Kaaba Sharif, that is the Hajj. When you make your namaz, then without doubt, make namaz what is called namaz, not an exercise. Not going up and down, kissing the ground and back to town. Not all that. Do what is called namaz. Roza, keep roza. Not staying hungry. Staying hungry, even animals stay hungry. Even non-Muslims stay hungry. Keep roza. What is the requisites of roza? Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made farz on you. Every part of your body. So make namaz and see when you come to the masjid, we read the dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik, of the other duas that we read. That is your rahmat, that is your ibadat, your closeness. When Allah is happy with you, when you go out, now you have made Allah happy. Allahumma aftah li abwaab fazlik. Open your doors of rosy now. I made you happy, Ya Allah, now you open. That is what we have to do. Come to the masjid 5 times a day. Purify ourselves. Come closer to Allah. Get elevated with every sajda to such height that you cannot imagine. Man tawaza'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself, sajda, we must lower ourselves. Physically, we can only go down till the ground. If the carpet is very soft, press your head down. But you'll come to the heart, you can't now dig a hole and go more lower. But spiritually, I am useless. I'm the worst. I'm absolutely, the more you realize I am nothing, the more you go higher up. مَنْ تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ Those who don't even make sajda. Or make sajda, just the outward form. But they still got pride in them. Their sajda also they make, hardly made a sajda. They hardly up, back again. No proper sajda. مَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ A person who shows his pride, he doesn't make his namaz like a humble servant of Allah, like a slave of Allah. Not a servant, not a slave, more than that, that I am nothing when we stand, when we lift our hands, not that we are looking around and like casually, and not when we fasten our hands, our chest is sticking out like a proud person and we are standing. No, a humble person, when you make your namaz like that, without any doubt, before you leave your namaz, the masjid, before you get up from your sajda, your rozi, Allah has sent in abundance, Allah has sent it. It's there for you. And Allah sends His rozi, Allah sends His shifa, Allah sends the solution to our problems. We make dua, we ask other people to make dua. Allah has accepted, but our gunas are blocking them. A person is sick in hospital, all the pipes and things, machines are with him, and his shifa has come. But he's watching TV there. And he just close your gunas. The nurses, you can't help it. But he's chatting with them, joking with them. He's going to meet Malakul Maud just now. And he's making jokes there with the nurses and all that. Then that shifa which Allah has sent, but your gunas are blocking it. Your financial problems, your drug problem, your health problem, your anything. Allah has sent it by your du'as and the du'as of other people you ask. But I will just remove the gunas. So namaz, Allah gives us. Now when Allah gives us, then spend in the path of Allah also. It's a common rule that when people get in arm, gifts they get, then what do? Those who know who they are as human beings, they spend it on other people. They don't keep it for themselves. So when Allah is going to give you and be ready to spend on others, then see Allah will give. But if you just want to use it for yourself, you want to make your house, you want to make all your things and that, and you don't want to spend, then you're not fit for it. So you won't get it also. But when you determine, I must spend on others, so zakat. And what is zakat again? What a great institution on its own. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you take the sadaqah, the zakat, which is compulsory, take it from all the ummah, from the sahaba, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَحِّرُهُمْ بِهَا By that you will purify them. There's now when you'll give, your gunas, you'll get purified. Your bad akhlaq will go away. Your bad characteristics, your evils, this is the solution. We are looking at you, we go to some counselor that I need, management, anger management. To manage my anger, and this I need. They need it themselves more. We go today to, we got money, we want to invest it, we get a financial advisor. If he knew how to make money grow, he should do it himself. He shouldn't come to you for a small fee and tell you how to do it. He should be busy doing it himself and growing his money. How stupid we have been. As you move away from deen, you become worse than believe, worse than stupid. You can't imagine the stupidity of a person who moves away from deen. A person who sees his success in dunya, where can that person be successful? Success is in deen, in akhirat. Then dunya success Allah gives. So, خُذْ مِنَ مُوَالِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَحِّرُهُمْ بِهَا Then you will be purified. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ And make dua for them also. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ Your dua for them gives them taskeen. And we will get that. When we come to the masjid, Allah is going to give us. When He gives us, now spend in the path. Now you have been purified. Now wusul ila Allah is direct. Now you have gone directly. The other way to purify us, Allah gave us rozas. And the main are the first rozas which are of Ramadan. You kept your 29-30 rozas, and you kept rozas, not you stayed hungry. But you kept roza, which is you got up for sehri also. You ate sehri. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam referred to it as mubarak food. You made your sehri, whatever little bit, whatever your habit is, but you've got up. Not you ate at night or you keeping roza without sehri. Roza with all its etiquette, namaz with all its requisites, itmam salah, iqamatu salah. That is required, not just namaz, not just salli salah, not just to make namaz, but to do it properly. So you made your, kept your rozas also, you purified yourself. And roza is a great purifier also. When you have done that, as soon as Ramzan is finished, the moon for Eid is sighted, the season of Hajj has started. Now you have purified yourself, now you are fit to come to my house. Now come to my house, come to Baytullah Sharif, and come there. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا Men or people will come walking. وَعَلَى كُلِّ ظَامِرِ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ. Now all the great, great benefits. Your masjid, you got the great benefits. What won't you get at Haram Sharif? When you go to Rauza and Mubarak, where Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the distributor, Qasimul Khairat, all goodness that are distributed are from the Honorable, from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, all from Allah, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam distributes. Allahu Ya'ti wa ana fawana Qasim. Allah gives and I distribute. Now this is what, now go for Hajj now. And those who are going, how fortunate. And those who are not going, how fortunate. Be present there in our muraqabah, in our meditation. Be there in Makkah Sharif. And those who are there, let them be not there physically, but on the TV, on their phone. They are watching the sports news, which team won, which team lost. And they are watching the politics, that which party got more seats and which party got more votes. And they are worried of the what's happening in my country, what the or how lot load shedding there is. We are in Makkah Sharif, and we have to be getting the noor there, and we worrying of the load shedding which is taking place at home, and all the things here. No, make Hajj as it's supposed to be. And those who are here, we are not there for Hajj, but our hearts can be there, and let them be there. Then see the great benefits Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives. So these are those days. These are the days of Ashhur-e-Hurum, in which the all the rewards, sawab, is increased greatly. And especially third kalima, try and read it. The 10 days of the 10 days of Zulhijjah, read it more. And on the 9th, even more. And if Allah gives tawfiq, make salatul tasbih. Then which we have read it 300 times, what rewards Allah will give. A person who reads 1 time the third kalima, there is nobody, all is gunas, even if they are more than the foam of the oceans of the sea, all his gunas are forgiven. We care how much we can be reading. And of a person who reads the third kalima, nobody comes, gets more, is more closer, beloved to Allah, more rewards by Allah than him, besides the person who read the same amount or more than him. So Allah has given us this opportunity. A person who keeps 3 rozas of every week, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 700 years ibadat sawab is written for that person. Sawab, gunas, we must be very careful. Any guna, whatever guna it is, my temper, my anger, my bad character, my stinginess, whatever it can be, is also magnified and becomes more. Normally, for gunas, only how much you do, so much is you get, not more. But during this time, and how much is multiplied, if you make a guna during these days, it is like you have made a guna when you got your ihram. You are in ihram and in the Haram Sharif. And in the Haram of Makkah, there you have made a guna. So much the gunas are. So watch our tongues, watch our eyes, watch our thoughts. And the easy way, just read our third kalima. They are mujannibat. The barakat of the third kalima, Allah will save us from gunas also. So this wonderful occasion Allah has blessed us here with, which we have got. Alhamdulillah, we got our health also. And we are all healthy, mentally, physically. Engage ourselves what we are supposed to do. And take from Allah Ta'ala. The more we make shukr, and shukr means first from the heart to acknowledge it is from Allah. Whatever we have, we come for namaz, make shukr to Allah. Allah, if the masjids were locked, what should I have done? If there weren't masjids in my town, where should I have gone? And if there were, I came to the masjid, but big fights taking place in the masjid. In the masjid, everything is upside down. No imam, no, everything is ready, found for us. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Comfortably we can make our namaz. We got no fear of police coming and arresting us because we're making namaz. In the time of the Soviet Union, you couldn't take Allah's name. It was a crime for which death was the penalty. You couldn't have a Quran Sharif by you. You couldn't have a Musalla. If you just anyone reported you, you took Allah's name. Death penalty. Yeah, free we are. Azans have been called out. Appreciate. Then Allah will keep our azans going. But if we don't respond to the azan, and we blame some Hindu people, they complaining of the noise of the azan, waliyazu billah. It's not them, because we not responding. We not coming to the masjid. We not answering to azan. Azan is going, and we are making a big noise in the masjid. We have a wedding function, and after the nikah, then parties meet, and big noise in the masjid. Azan goes, and nobody worries about the azan. Like, it just means nothing to us. Then Allah deprives us. When we don't appreciate a ni'mat, Allah takes it away. And how Allah takes it? Somebody will go and complain to the authorities that we don't want the azan. It's a big noise. It's not them. Allah uses them. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. It's ours. So these are the precious days. Let us appreciate them and do as much as we can, inshallah.